Blog Talk Radio.
Game of sports talk, and it starts at midnight. I'm John Fanta. He is Corey Ponarello, my co-host, and we are talking all things around the world of sports. Happy to be with you with this whole new ball game that is Midnight Madness. Thanks for staying up late with us. Tonight, we start with what this show will start with time and again when we introduce everything. It is the tip-off, and you can call the show at 516-387-1570, 516-387-1570. Corey Ponarello, let's tip this baby off, the first episode of Midnight Madness, partner. How are you?
John, never better. Cannot wait to get rolling with Midnight Madness alongside you as well. But let's get to the tip-off, John, and it is rant time, and it is nothing better to talk Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, LeBron James is out of his contract, expected to re-sign with the Cavaliers. And now let's talk about Kevin Love, John. All of ESPN believes that the Cavs must sign Kevin Love. They must re-sign him. John, I am not on that bandwagon, and I am not on that boat at all. Listen, John, what we saw in the playoffs when he went out, Tristan Thompson had emerged, and he played sensational. Granted, you could play the what-if game, John, but there are plenty of free agents out there that can bring us offense and bring that spark that we needed in the finals against Golden State that Love can bring as well. Love, a four, can space the floor, he can rebound. Yes, he's a great player, but I don't think, you know, he got along with LeBron well. I don't think he got along with other players well. You know, when it comes down to it, John, chemistry, you want to play with your teammates, have that good relationship. I don't think LeBron and Kevin Love had the greatest relationship. I saw a couple of pictures on Instagram with LeBron and Kyrie. They seemed to single Love out a little bit. I am not on board with re-signing him. Let Love go. Get someone else. Get a guard, Wesley Matthews maybe, someone who can bring a 15, 17-point-per-game score, consistent shooter, someone you can rely on, J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert. But, John, that is my rant. Cavaliers, do not sign Kevin Love. He is not worth the money, and he is not worth the chemistry issues for LeBron James.
We turn to baseball. They won five straight NL East titles from 2007 to 11. They won NL pennants in 2008 and 2009. And, oh, yeah, they won the World Series in 2008 as well. Now they're 27 and 51. Well, if you don't know who I'm talking about yet, you will after this. They got rid of their manager, walked out, rather, on the franchise last week, said he didn't want to get in the way of what was coming. And now we see a change in leadership in the president role. It's the Philadelphia Phillies. They are in a massive tailspin. And who's going to fix it? Well, right now, no one. No one's going to fix it. It's not going to get fixed this year. And in my eyes, I don't think it's going to get fixed anytime soon. Today, it was Pat Gillick, 77-year-old Gillick, who said he'll be retiring after this year. Now, Gillick, for those that follow the Phillies, he stepped down as general manager after the 2008 World Championship season. He serves as an advisor before he replaced David Montgomery as president in August 2014. That has not worked out, and now the 77-year-old says he is out after this season. Who do they bring in? A guy that has not been in the business since 2011. That's Andy McPhail. Now, McPhail was the general manager of the Minnesota Twins when they won World Series in 87 and 91. The president of the Cubs from 94 to 2006. He was able to get the Orioles rolling in the right direction. Moves of bringing in Chris Davis and Adam Jones from 2007 to 2011. He served as their president of baseball operations. McPhail, he hasn't been in a baseball front office once again in the last 4 years. The Phillies have thrown out this season, essentially. As manager Ryan Sandberg said, I'm out last week. Pete McCannon is the interim manager for the time being. And GM Ruben Amaro is running a circus, essentially. He's the same guy that earlier this season said that the fans, the Philly fans, that is, they don't understand the game. Yeah, those words came out of his mouth. He ended up regretting that comment later on, saying that he could have chosen his words better, that he, quote, I probably used my words incorrectly or poorly, end quote. Yeah, you think so, Ruben Amaro? The first thing that 62-year-old Andy McPhail needs to do is get rid of Ruben Amaro. You can't say things like that and expect to get some sort of support. You're never going to be able to say things like that, period, and win championships in the future. The Philadelphia Phillies, yes, they were able to get it done in 2008 with the World Series title. They did win 5 straight NL East titles. But this team, they're not going to win the NL East in quite some time. And the Houston Astros, who have gone to the complete opposite end of the spectrum and are the star of the American League right now, well, it's amazing how times can change in baseball, because in a matter of year, the Phillies have gone from the kings of the league to now the paupers, and the Houston Astros are right back on top. That's baseball for you. That's the magic of it. And speaking of magic, well, this is Midnight Madness, and we're waiting for your phone calls if you want to chime in. 516-387-1570. But we're expecting a lot of magic throughout the next couple weeks in terms of pushing the right buttons. Who's going to do it? Who's going to pull off that big-time splash in NBA free agency? Well, a lot of reports are coming in, and with this week free agency going into full force, we're here to play a little bit of stay or go. Corey Ponderello will be asking each other if we want this guy or if we think this guy should stay or go. Now, let's get to a couple of free agent headlines. You started off the show with Kevin Love. LeBron and Kevin Love were seen chilling by a pool in Los Angeles this past weekend. They were together, and that would indicate to me that definitely LeBron, even though it said he's not trying to do any recruiting, that looks like recruiting to me. I think that there's a lot of things that are made up. LeBron James opting out is a non-story, and it looks as if we could very well see Kevin Love next season. But there's so many other headlines, Corey. Out of those top names on the list of free agents sought after, I'm not counting LeBron James, I'll count Kevin Love, but LaMarcus Aldridge, Marc Gasol, Kevin Love, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, DeAndre Jordan, who has a flurry of visits this week. Who fascinates you the most on the free agent market, my friend?
John, that would have to be LaMarcus Aldridge. And when they were in the playoffs, which was unfortunate, he was and had 1 foot through the door. He was ready to leave and didn't really have confidence in that Trailblazer team. So LaMarcus Aldridge, John, in order, will visit the Lakers, the Rockets, the Spurs, the Phoenix Suns, Dallas, Toronto, and New York. Now, does he stay or does he go? Clearly, he will pack his bags. And, John, I believe he will be heading to the Lone Star State of Texas. But it will not be with the Spurs, John. I think it will be with the Houston Rockets. And if you could imagine a Houston Rockets team with a runner-up MVP in James Harden, who can score the ball at will, a four offensively savvy player in Aldridge, scoring machine, defensively played much better than he has in his recent years, and a healthy Dwight Howard, Ariza. Listen, I think this Houston Rockets team, they were in the Western Conference Finals for a reason, but if they have that, you know, that extra piece in Aldridge, John, I really think, without a doubt in my mind, it's going to sting for me to say this, but if he does go to Houston, they will win the NBA title, without a doubt in my mind. They will be that talented. They will put up at least 100 points a game, without a doubt, every game. That is how much offense they will have. Aldridge will go. He will not stay in Portland, John.
Corey, LaMarcus Aldridge, an all-star. I don't believe he's a superstar, but he's as close to being that type of a player as you can really get in the front court. I think that that's what really makes a difference for him is the role that he plays. Some complain about his jump shot, but he does so many little things for you. What about the situation with Marc Gasol? Do we see the Memphis Grizzlies hanging on to him? I think at the end of the day, you got to think that they do.
Yeah, John, they definitely do. And he's someone that is going to stay in Memphis. And we look at this Memphis team. Obviously, they put the grit and defense back into the NBA. They're very, very defensively savvy. And we saw when they faced the Warriors in the Western playoffs that they were slowing Golden State down, but they just didn't have enough offensive firepower for themselves to even keep up with a Golden State team, even though they were holding them to such little points. He is a key component for this team. He's the defensive anchor for the Grizzlies. John, you got to keep him. He's a fantastic player on both ends of the court, and he's coming off his best scoring season. But having gone to high school and spent his entire pro career in Memphis, John, he will stay. I do not think he will be packing his bags. They must keep him, and they will keep Marc Gasol.
Ramona Shelburne of ESPN just reported about a half hour ago that the sense that she gets is that Dwayne Wade will return to Miami, but if the right city team money came along, he would leave. Pat Riley said last week the Heat obviously want Dwayne Wade back. Corey, I think they get Dwayne Wade back. He wants the max money. People also say Dwayne Wade's way over the hill. I get it. Dwayne Wade is over the hill. He did average 20 points per game last season. And he did do things for that for the Miami Heat that outside of scoring. I mean, let's not shut down Dwayne Wade here. He's still a very good player. And with Justice Winslow, I'm so intrigued to see the way that that combo could potentially work. I think the only right city, and I'm not saying this because I am, in fact, from that city, it would be to play alongside LeBron James, I think, like anybody. I think you have to consider that if the option were to be open. But I think D-Wade, because the max, Corey, the Cavaliers are potentially going to have to give the max to, well, a couple players. So Dwayne Wade, I think, stays in Miami. Goran Dragic, it looks like it's going to stay with the Heat. And then we'll see. We'll see from there. Luol Deng could be out. But Miami found something with Whiteside, Bosch, if he's healthy. There's no reason why the Heat can't be a playoff team. There's no reason why Dwayne Wade shouldn't be able to end his career in Miami. They need to, for respect out of him, if he wants that max, if he really wants it, which, yeah, why wouldn't you want it? He earned it, and you owe him that if you're the Miami Heat. And that's why I see Pat Riley giving Dwayne Wade that max money. That's what I really see out of Miami. Let's move on, though, to one of your guys. This is Rajon Rondo. He's likely got to take a lesser deal in terms of dollars, Corey, because he's run himself into a hole. He just did it with the Dallas Mavericks, essentially being sat on the bench in the playoffs for, you know, what they call an injury. I think there was much more than the story. Where does Rondo end up in all this?
John, this is very tough if you're a GM or a coach and you're looking at Rajon Rondo. And what happened in the beginning stages of the Western Conference playoffs for the Mavericks, him and Carlisle got in a little scuffle, and he started to sit and ride the bench. And Rondo has a very similar temper and attitude, similar to DeMarcus Cousins. And speaking of DeMarcus Cousins, having and believing that he will stay in Sacramento, I think Rondo may end up in Sacramento. You know, the Kings are in desperate need of some backcourt help. You know, Darren Collison and Ben McLemore haven't been playing to great expectations. Rondo has the ability to be a great player, and he just needs to be satisfied. Some people will come and debate and say, oh, he was only successful in Boston when he had Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Garnett. Yes, that is true, but he also facilitated those playoff wins and series for those 07-08 runs for the Boston Celtics. He can play superb defense. He's a superb passer. Offensively, obviously, he could use a little work, but the Sacramento Kings' main offensive focus is through DeMarcus Cousins, and with Willie Cauley-Stein, that defense just gets better. I think Sacramento is a landing spot for Rondo. I did think it was the Lakers before they got Russell, being that I think they were to draft Okafor. That did not happen. But the Sacramento Kings, John, is a, you know, nice spot for Rondo. But another spot I was maybe coming off the bench for Rondo, obviously he may not want to do that. But, John, let's look at the San Antonio Spurs situation. There was some talks about Rondo was talking about being in the Spurs if Parker wasn't healthy. But, John, they also have two free agents. Popovich has to obviously think about this one. Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, they were just assets for the Spurs when they faced the Heat years back. And, John, if you are San Antonio, you and Greg Pop, do you go out and try to sign these guys to max deals or a couple more year deals, or do you let them go?
Well, the Spurs have a unique situation with the number of guys that they've got to consider here in giving deals to. And the two guys, and I only think they hang on to one of them, it's Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. I think Danny Green's out of San Antonio. He's almost helped. I mean, he has helped himself in going after more money because of the way that he's impacted the Spurs as a shooter. And they can't afford Danny Green if he really wants more money, which obviously he does. And I could see him going to another team. You know what? The sharpshooter that he is, he could end up in so many different places. He's the type of guy, though, that wants a lot of money. So we shall see how that situation pans out. If you're the Spurs, you've got to do everything you can to keep Kawhi Leonard. I mean, people forget, this guy was an NBA Finals MVP. They got to keep Tim Duncan. There's no doubt about that. Manu Ginobili, you know what? I think they should be able to work with Manu Ginobili. I don't think he really wants to leave. The Spurs are certainly in a unique spot because at some point they've got to look themselves in the mirror and think, well, at what point are we going to get a little bit younger? Greg Popovich, though, is a great coach. And the Spurs, if they get out of that series with the Clippers, I'm convinced that they keep on rolling. I really thought that was a huge, huge all-around series. It was not your typical first-round series. So San Antonio is going to be hungry. But I would not go after Rajon Rondo. I think that's the last guy that you want to go after. I don't know who wants Rondo. I know one thing. Rondo's going to have to take less dollar because, Rajon, you ran yourself into a hole by really throwing hissy fit after hissy fit. And you know what? It's deservedly so. It's deservedly so, and you have literally collapsed. I mean, this guy has just gone into a tailspin. He really has, and it honestly is ridiculous. A couple of other guys that we want to talk about on the show. This is Midnight Madness, the premiere. We're talking NBA free agency. Stay or go, Corey Ponerello. Does Paul Pierce stay in Washington, or does he go to the Clippers to play for Doc Rivers, his old coach?
John, after the playoff performance that Paul Pierce put on in Washington, D.C., it was breathtaking. I thought that he took a step back a couple years, and he was playing like he was in a Boston uniform. And I was actually very interested in hoping that we'd see a LeBron James, Paul Pierce rematch. Those were so much fun years back when he was on the Cavaliers before he went back. And when Paul Pierce was in Green in Beantown. But, John, the smart move for Paul Pierce would be to go play for the Los Angeles Clippers, because I think he wants a little more jewelry. And the Clippers have the better overall talented team. I think the Wizards are on the up and up, but they're not NBA championship ready yet. John Wall's fantastic. Beal's getting better season by season. Nene and Gortat are phenomenal. But then, obviously, when Pierce packs his bags, the three spot will be open. But you go to Los Angeles, John, and Paul Pierce will be that guy come playoff time when the Clippers need a shot to be hit in crunch time. Just look what happened last year. Paul Pierce was hitting game winner, big shots after big shots. It was a tough nut to swallow when his three against the Hawks did not count in the elimination game for them. That was tough for Paul Pierce, but go play for Doc Rivers. You've had a lot of success with Doc Rivers. Rivers will get him in that offense, and that team has a lot of depth. And if DeAndre Jordan stays, Blake Griffin and Paul, I know they said they had a couple fallouts in the locker room towards the end of the regular season and in the playoffs. They can get it together. Clippers are a very talented team. Chris Paul is one of the best point guards in the NBA. Blake is becoming one of the best fours in the NBA. Paul Pierce, he will go to the Clippers, John. That is the right move for what he wants out of the rest of his NBA career.
Well, and how many times, Corey, did we say this past season, man, the Clippers just don't know what to do late in games. They didn't have that big-time shot maker. I mean, Chris Paul runs into trouble. Blake Griffin tries to do too much. He could really add something to the Los Angeles Clippers. NBA free agency in full force, and we are just about 24 hours out. And you can follow us on Twitter. It is our new account. You can follow Corey. He is at CPonce and at Corey_Ponerello. I am at John_Phantom. And you can also follow us on the brand new account that we have. It is folks at Midnight Mad JFCP. Our initials at Midnight Mad JFCP. I'm John Phantom. He's Corey. And NBA free agency is really going to be heating up. That is for sure. I think that the most fascinating case in all this is it's got to be LaMarcus Aldridge. It really is. He's such an outstanding player, and he could really be a factor in it. If fully healthy, this is the type of guy that can be a game changer for a franchise. So he's got meetings lined up all week long, and this is a way – some of those teams that have struggled could really get a game changer. I mean, Carmelo Anthony playing alongside LaMarcus Aldridge would really be fascinating for all of us to watch in a weak Eastern Conference. In a weak Eastern Conference. And, Corey, before we get to movie talk, and we're going to get to that in a second, my last question here. Who do you think has the most to gain here in free agency? Which team are you spotting saying they got to go out and get some big-time players?
It's got to be the Big Apple, John. I'm not talking about the Nets. I'm talking about the New York Knicks. And we saw them. Carmelo was unhappy with the draft pick. And New York City is an attraction. Yeah, allegedly is right. And New York City is a place where people are attracted to play, John. I think the Knicks will acquire some pieces. These pieces that they acquire, I know they're interested in Aaron Aflalo, Wesley Matthews. Aldridge will be visiting, but these aren't pieces that are going to get them far in the playoffs. I think they will make the playoffs next year. They will acquire whoever they do acquire, But, John, they have to make a move. These Knicks fans aren't the type of fans who like to wait. You know, we debated off the show that with a top five pick, John, you got to pick somebody that's not a project player that will take 2 or 3 years to become great, if that. But you got to take a player that can impact the game right when he steps on the court, in i.e. Winslow or Moutier. John, it's the New York Knicks are the team that have to make something of this free agency. There's talent out there. Monte Ellis could be someone that they're interested in. Paul Millsap, player. There are players there, John. Tyson Chandler, will he come back if DeAndre Jordan ends up in Dallas? Who knows? There's players out there. Greg Monroe, the list goes on. But, John, the New York Knicks are the team that have to make some noise.
Let's get to movie talk. We got 5 minutes left. On the first show, we wanted to give you movie talk. We were at Reading Cinemas in Manville throughout the weekend, seeing the latest in cinematography. And with that, I start the review of Ted 2, starring Mark Wahlberg, who plays John. Ted is voiced by Seth MacFarlane. I can't believe that a stuffed bear gets a sequel made about him. That just shows in America how much we love teddy bears. I mean, that's all I've got. It's amazing to me that our lives have come to that point. But I saw the movie. Jessica Barth is Tammy Lynn, Ted's wife. Amanda Seyfried is the young lawyer. Morgan Freeman is the civil rights attorney. Tom Brady and Liam Neeson are in it. I give it a 6.5. It's worth seeing. It's funny. It's not a memorable movie. I'll remember a couple jokes about it. You had a couple laughs, Ponce. It was solid. It was funny. It was what we expected out of Ted 2. It's not a movie that's a classic, but if you're looking for a good laugh, it's a quality movie in that. It's not absolutely amazing, but the Liam Neeson appearance, the Tom Brady appearance, I mean, it makes for a lot of fun stuff. I love Liam Neeson with Tricks Are for Kids. You can watch the movie to get all that and more. It is Ted 2, and I give it a 6.5. What doesn't get a 6.5 is a movie that we saw also, Ponce, on Saturday night, and this one was good. So, Ponce, the movie critic, take it away.
John, we saw the movie Dope. Yes, D-O-P-E, and for the best adjective that I can come up with, it was quote-unquote dope. John, main character Malcolm, life changes for him and his friends, a geek who's surviving life in a tough neighborhood in California. And after a chance invitation to an underground party, all else turns just upside down for this gang. Malcolm is a straight-A student, wants to go to college, comes from a tough neighborhood, obviously very high goal for him. But when he gets involved in the drug business, everything changes. And, John, even the ending when he applies to his favorite school, you can just see it really just hit me. And the whole plot, the whole storyline comes together well. I have to shout out the soundtrack. The soundtrack is perfect. Each song correlates with the storyline so well. If you have not seen it yet, this is a movie that I would spend my money to go see. Ted 2, like you said, John, had its, you know, moments here and there, but I was intrigued in Dope as soon as the movie began. Definitely a must-see for 2015.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies. I had not seen the preview, folks, for it, and I got to tell you what, I love the fact that I hadn't really seen a preview because it's so unexpected, and it took me away. I'm not just saying that. This was a great, great, inspirational movie. Wild, crazy, up and down. I mean, it had twists and turns and everything else, but really an inspirational story that is based on true events as well. This is Midnight Madness, and we are back tomorrow night when we go to the pitch. Corey Ponarello, your specialty is soccer, and there's a huge, huge soccer match tomorrow. We only got 30 seconds, but with that, make your pick very quickly for USA-Germany, my friend.
John, I'm going to go with the USA women. Their defense has been superb. Germany has scored 20 goals in 5 games. US team needs to score more than 2 goals to win. Morgan Bryan has been playing sensational. Keep her in the midfield.
Mm.
You must keep her in.
That's the key. He's got the USA. Follow us at Midnight Mad, JFCP, on Twitter. Follow him at C Ponce. Follow me at John underscore Fant at C underscore Ponce, at Corey underscore Ponerello, at Midnight Mad, JFCP. This has been Midnight Madness. We're back to